नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी विल स्टार्ट दी 24th chapter of third canto, titled The Renunciation of Kardamuni. So, let's continue. So, 323 is over, right? Complete. So, we'll start this the chapter that will lead to teachings of Lord Kapila, which will start in the next chapter. So, today, Monday and Tuesday, there will be slight change of timings. I think Gauranga Dashan Prabhu would have informed you. Class will start at 9:30 and will go on for 4 hours. So, you can please tolerate. 4 hours. I will fill it. Whether minimum or maximum, we'll see. Okay. So, here we are at this juncture where this Vidura Maitreya Samvad is continuing, where Vidura had requested Maitreya to speak about the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, because it's such an exalted dynasty. And in speaking about this dynasty, he starts with the various sons and daughters of Swayambhuva Manu, Akuti, Devahuti, Prasuti, and Uttanapad and Priyavrat Maharaj. And in speaking about Devahuti, he mentions that how Kapil Dev appears as the son of Devahuti, and of course then he becomes very interested. Vidura wants to know more about this discussion, so he asks, you know, how did this happen? And then a whole section of this episode between Kardamuni and Devahuti initially, and then about the teachings of Kapila Dev, you know, that continue. So in this chapter we are going to see how Kardamuni eventually renounces his householder life and takes up to sannyas. So, Maitreya continues the discussion. Maitreya uvacha, we'll chant together. Nirveda vadini mevam manor duhitaram munihi. Dayalushalini maha shukla bivyahritam smaran. Dayalu munihi, the merciful sage, Maitreya Muni. This is Kardamuni. Shukla abhivyahritam smaran. Remembering the words of Vishnu. What were the words of Vishnu? That I will appear as your son. At Bindu Sarovar, he had promised. Lord Vishnu had promised that I will appear as your son. So in the 21st chapter it is mentioned. Sahaham swamsha kalaya tvad viryena mahamune tavakshetre devahutyam praneshye tatva samhitam. This was the promise given by Lord Vishnu. O great sage, then I will take birth in your wife Devahuti as an expanded form and will write the Tattva Samhita. Because he had promised Kardamuni had promised that I'll marry your daughter, but I'll stay with your daughter till she delivers a child. But once she delivers a child, I leave. So, but at the same time, Now that Devahuti has expressed the desire to have a male child, Kardamuni is thinking, yeah, actually it makes sense. It's not against my promise, because the Lord himself has had promised that I'll appear as your son and write Tattva Samhita. And that promise of the Lord has not yet been fulfilled. So therefore, it's not inappropriate for me to stay back and give her a child. This is how Kardamuni is thinking. Only for fulfilling the promise of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for no other reason. So, he's speaking to Devahuti the following words. So here, let's continue. Then he says, this is Kardama Uvacha, Shri Rishiru Uvacha. Kardamuni says, Makido Raja Putri Tam Atmanam Pratyanindite Bhagavam Steksharo Garbam Adurat Samprapatsyate. He says, O Rajaputri, O princess, O Anindite, O faultless one, indicates that, see, the language is such a refined language that he starts by indicating that your desire is not inappropriate. He wants to first indicate that to Devahuti. So he starts by addressing her as Anindite, O faultless one, indicating that your desire to beget a son is not born out of a materialistic consideration. It's not a materialistic desire. It's very much an appropriate desire, and therefore you are faultless. Therefore he is addressing her as Anindite. Ma ittam kido atmanam prati. Don't lament so much about yourself, about your misfortune. You are not actually so unfortunate. Bhagavan Aksharah, the infallible Supreme Lord, Te garbam samprapatsyate. He is going to enter your womb, Adurat, very soon. Very soon he is going to be born as your son. So therefore, please do not lament your misfortune so much. So what was she lamenting about? Let's take a quick recap, flashback. What was, of course you would have, maybe it was one of your exam questions also. What was she lamenting about? So Devahuti, in the previous chapter she was mentioning, Sarvam tad Bhagavan mayyam upovaha pratishrutam atapi me prapannaya abhayam datum arhasi. O master, sarvam tad mayyam pratishrutam upovaha. Yes, you are not breaking on your promise. You promised that you will take sannyas after the child is born. So you are certainly not breaking your promise. But what about the unspoken promise of giving fearlessness, that every husband promises that to his wife, of giving fearlessness? Atapi me abhayam datum arhasi, but you should be giving me fearlessness. Why? Prapannaya, because I am a soul surrendered unto you, therefore it behooves that you give me fearlessness, because that is an unspoken commitment that every husband gives to his wife. So the wife becomes fearless when the husband is there with him, either during the grihastha life or vanaprastha life. And when he takes sannyas, it is understood that the wife has a grown-up son to take care of her. So therefore, it is true you are acting according to your promise, But what about the unspoken promise that every husband gives to her wife, gives to his wife, of fearlessness? Brahmandu hitribistubhyam vimrgyapatayas samaha kaschit syanme vishokaya tvayi pravrajite vanam. O Brahmana, tubhyam duhitribhi vimrgyaha samaha patayaha. Your daughters will very soon find appropriate husbands and they will leave. Kaschit syatme vishokaya tvayi pravrajite vanam. Then who will be there to solace me after you go back to forest? So therefore you are leaving me in a very difficult situation. Etavatalam kalena vyatikrantena me prabho indriyartha prasangena parityakta paratmanah. My dear master, etavata kalena vyatikrantena alam. So much time has been spent uselessly. Indriyartha prasangena, in sense pleasure. Parityakta paratmanah. And because we have been so absorbed in thoughts of sense gratification, the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not enter. So therefore so much time has been passed uselessly. Indriyarteshu sajjantya prasangastvayi me kritaha ajanantya parambhavam tatapyastu abayayame. He says, tvayi me prasangaha kritaha indriyarteshu sajjantya. Though you are a great personality, but I have associated with you only for sense enjoyment. Which is not true. Out of humility she is speaking like this. She had very faithfully served him with no ulterior motives. I wouldn't say no ulterior motives, but not, in a very sincere way she was serving Kardam Muni. Ajanantya parambhavam. This is also not completely true. Out of humility she is speaking like this. Because if she had not known the greatness of Kardam Muni, why would she have agreed to marry him in the first case? And the qualities of Devahuti and Kardam Muni are already sufficiently described. So definitely this is a sentence which must be taken to indicate the humility of Devahuti. Ajanantya parambhavam tatapi astu abhayayami. Even though I took your association for granted, but still you should give me fearlessness because you are such an exalted person. Okay. And then she mentions the principle. What is the principle behind this in the next verse? She says, Sangoyas samsriter hetur asatsu vihito diya saeva sadhu shukrito nissangatvaya kalpate. She says, asatsu sangaha, association with materialists, yaha adiya vihitah, when done in ignorance, only out of ignorance one takes association of materialists. Association of materialists when done in ignorance, samsriter hetu, it becomes the cause of bondage. Sa eva sadushikruto nissangatvaya kalpate. But that very same association, even if done in ignorance with a sadhu, is supposed to lead to liberation. Therefore, I agree that I did not understand your greatness and I took your association only for sense gratification. But still, doesn't the scripture say that even association of a sadhu when taken in ignorance must lead to liberation? Therefore, she puts the ball in Kardam Muni's court. Yes, it is true that I took your association in ignorance, but you are so great that still, I should get the benefit of doubt. I should get liberation, but it hasn't come. That's what she indicates in the నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. నేహయత్కర్మ ధర్మాయ న విరాగాయ కల్పతే న తీర్థపద సేవాయై జీవన్నపి మృతోపి సహ. న ఇహ యత్ కర్మ ధర్మాయ, అ పర్సన్ హూస్ యాక్షన్స్ డు నాట్ లీడ్ టు ధర్మ, న విరాగాయ కల్పతే ఆర్ దట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు డిటాచ్మెంట్, న తీర్థపద సేవాయై అండ్ దట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, జీవన్ అపి మృతోపి సహ మృతోహి సహ. సచ్ అ పర్సన్ ఈస్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ అ లివింగ్ డెడ్, ఈస్ లైక్ అ జాంబీ. సో జీవన్ అపి మృతోహి సహ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్, బట్ స్టిల్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ అ సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్ వెన్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ టేకన్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ మస్ట్ లీడ్ టు లిబరేషన్. And the proof is that if it leads to liberation, then one's actions would automatically lead to dharma. And that dharma should lead to detachment, and detachment should lead to service to the lotus feet. That has not happened to me till now, which means the process is not yet complete. It does not mean that the process does not work, but it is not yet complete, which means you have to stay for some more time. సాహం భగవతో నూనం వంచిత మాయయా దృఢం యత్వాం విముక్తిదం ప్రాప్య నమముక్షేయ వందనాత్. సహ అహం వంచిత నూనం దృఢం, ఐ హ్యావ్ సర్టన్లీ బీ చీటెడ్ సాలిడ్లీ భగవత మాయయా, బై ది ఇల్యూజరీ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ బీన్ సాలిడ్లీ చీటెడ్. వై? యత్వం విముక్తిదం ప్రాప్య నమముక్షేయ వందనాత్. I have you who is the source of my liberation. You are vimuktidam. You are capable of giving me liberation. But still, I am not yet liberated. Because of my indriyarteshu sajjantya, because I was attached to sense gratification, therefore, even though I had your association, and you are certainly capable of giving me liberation, but still I am not yet liberated. So this is how Devahuti was lamenting. And here Kardamuni is telling, Ma kido rajapudri ittam. Don't lament so much about your misfortune, my dear princess. Oh anindite, oh faultless one, you are certainly not at fault for having a desire to have a son. It is a faultless desire. In fact, this is the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So therefore, Aksharaha Bhagavan te garbham adurat samprapatsyate. The infallible Supreme Lord would very soon enter your womb. So please do not lament like this. So this is what Kardamuni is trying to encourage Devahuti by by predicting what's going to happen in the near future. And then he says, even though this is a prediction and even though this is a desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that does not mean you are complacent. Even though it's destined to happen by the will of the Lord, but that does not mean that one is complacent. Just like Prabhupada writes, one is forcefully dragged to success. Where? Nectar of instruction. Narada Muni episode also he writes. Achha. In NOI he definitely writes, I remember, that one would be forcefully dragged to success. And interestingly, he quotes this verse, this line, in the purport of, I think, Utsahan Nishchayat Dairyat. Isn't it? In that verse he writes. But that does not mean that the sadhaka becomes complacent. Okay? So, he says, Kardamuni says, ధృతవ్రతాసి భద్రం తే దమేన నియమేన చ తపోద్రవిణ దానైశ్చ శ్రద్ధయా చేశ్వరం భజ. సో హి సేస్ దట్ ధృతవ్రతాసి, ఐ హావ్ సీన్ దట్ యు ఆర్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ వౌస్, ఐ హావ్ సీన్ హౌ యూ సర్వ్డ్ మీ వెరీ ఫెయిత్ఫుల్లీ విత్ ది వౌ ఆఫ్ అ చేస్ట్ ఉమెన్. భద్రం తే, మే ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ బి అపాన్ యూ. శ్రద్ధయా చ ఈశ్వరం భజ, వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ ఫెయిత్. దమేన నియమేన చ, యూసింగ్ సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్. తపో ద్రవిణ దానైశ్చ, యూసింగ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ అండ్ గివింగ్ వెల్త్ ఇన్ చారిటీ. సో ఈవన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్స్ డిజైర్ అండ్ హీ హస్ ప్రెడిక్టెడ్ దట్ హీ విల్ అపియర్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ, బట్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ యూ స్టే కాంప్లెసెంట్. వర్షిప్ ద లార్డ్ విత్ ఫెయిత్, యూసింగ్ సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్ ఆస్టెరిటీ అండ్ చారిటీ, సో దట్ యూ బికమ్ యూ డెవలప్ ద నీడెడ్ ప్యూరిటీ ఫర్ అట్రాక్టింగ్ ద లార్డ్ లార్డ్ టు ఎంటర్ విత్ ఇన్ యువర్ హోమ్ లైక్ దట్. సో హియర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్, ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు స్పిరిచువలీ అడ్వాన్స్ ఆర్ టు అచీవ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, వన్ మస్ట్ బి సెల్ఫ్ కంట్రోల్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ మేనర్. హీ మస్ట్ బి రిస్ట్రెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్ అండ్ మస్ట్ ఫాలో ద రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ వితౌట్ ఆస్టెరిటీ అండ్ పెనన్స్ అండ్ వితౌట్ సాక్రిఫైసింగ్ వన్స్ రిచెస్, వన్ కెనాట్ అచీవ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. Of course, this austerity and penance does not mean, it certainly means a devotional austerity. It does not mean performing austerity with any other motive other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. Otherwise, it would contradict the other statements of the scriptures. నసాదయతి మాం యోగో న స్వాధ్యాయ తపస్త్యాగో యథాభక్తిర్ మమోర్జిత. కృష్ణ టెల్స్ ఉద్ధవ ఇన్ ది ఉద్ధవ గీత్ 11th క్యాంటు దట్ మై డియర్ అర్జున, మై డియర్ ఉద్ధవ, నైదర్ తపస్య నార్ యోగా నార్ స్వాధ్యాయ, ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ప్లీజింగ్ మీ, but only bhakti is capable of pleasing me. So therefore, when Prabhupada writes that without austerity and penance and without sacrificing one's riches, one cannot achieve the mercy of the Lord, it does not mean that austerity or sacrifice which is devoid of bhakti. Okay, it must very much be sacrificing one's riches for the propagation of devotional service. That's what Prabhupada means. The sentence should be taken in the context of the whole teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and the same qualities were mentioned that Narada Muni also exhibited. Te mai apeta akila chapale arbake dante adrita kridanake anuvartini chakruhu kripam yadyapi tulya darshana sushrushamane munayo alpabashini. You might remember, these were the qualities shown by Narada Muni also in attracting the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas. That's what is indicated. So, Kardam Muni continues to speak to Devahuti. Satvayaradita shuklo vitanvan mamakam yashah chetate hridaya grantim audaryo brahma bhavanah. Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tvaya aradhitah, being worshipped by you, Shuklah, who is that personality? Shukla, Vishnu. Vitanvan mamakam yashah, spreading my glories, audaryah, and becoming your son, Brahma bhavana, he will teach about Brahman. Chetate hridayak grantim, and he will cut the knot of attachment within your heart. So therefore, don't worry, not only will you get a son, but you will get a son who is so qualified that he will teach you about devotional service and which will cut the knots of attachment within your heart. Because that's exactly what Devahuti is praying for. Where is my liberation? I am still bound by the ropes of ignorance to this material world. So she is very much desirous of achieving liberation, which is very clear from her words and which will become more clear when she starts speaking to Kapila Dev also. So, Kardamuni is trying to pacify Devahuti that don't worry, I am not going right now. I will wait till the Supreme Lord appears in your womb as your son as per his promise. But in the meantime, you perform devotional service to please him. And being pleased by your worship, he will appear to spread my glories and also to teach you the science of Brahman by which the knot of attachment within your heart will be cut. So, here Prabhupada writes in the purport, matter and spirit are knotted by false ego. This identification of oneself with matter, which is called Hridaya Granthi, exists for all conditioned souls and it becomes more and more tightened when there is too much affection for sex life. The explanation was given by Lord Rishabha to his sons that this material world is an atmosphere of attraction between male and female. That attraction takes the shape of a knot in the heart and by material affection it becomes still more tight. So this is what Rishabhdev calls us mito hridaya grantir, means dual knot. Okay, so Prabhupada writes in the purport that even if you cut one of the knot, it is not yet gone. The other knot also has to be cut from the other side. So if of the two people, if only one person cuts, still the knot is not completely cut. Therefore, it's called mito hridaya granthi. Dual knot. It's a special kind of knot. You know, in Navy, they teach you different kinds of knotting. You are from Navy? Who is from Navy? NCC. In NCC also they teach, isn't it? Different kinds of knot. Some knot, you know, it's easy to remove. Some knots are very difficult to remove. This is a special kind of knot which two persons have to cut. Not remove, cut. Only when both people cut, then it gets removed. Like that Prabhupada is indicating here. So this is called Chetate Hridaya Granthim. For people who anchor after material possessions, society, friendship and love, this knot of affection becomes very strong. It is only by Brahma Bhavana, the instruction by which spiritual knowledge is enhanced, that the knot in the heart is cut to pieces. Like that. Okay, so let's continue. Maitreya Uvacha Devahutyapi Sandesham Gauravena Prajapatehe Samyakshraddaya Pumsam Kutastam Abhajat Gurum. Samyakshraddaya, with full faith in the words of Kardamuni, Prajapatehe Sandesham, in the instructions of Kardamuni, Devahuti Abhajat, Devahuti worshipped Kutastam Purusham, the changeless Supreme Lord. Gurum, who would become her future guru. Gauravena, with great respect and veneration, she worshipped Kapila Dev as instructed by her husband, Kardamuni. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the process of spiritual realization. One has to receive instruction from a bona fide spiritual master. So later Prabhupada writes, here it is clearly said, Samyak Shraddaya, that with great faith one should receive knowledge from the spiritual master and with great faith execute the performance of service. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, has especially stressed the instruction of the spiritual master. In which verse? Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. One should accept the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Whether one is liberated or not liberated, one should execute the instruction of the spiritual master with great faith. So that's what Devahuti is doing here. With great faith, she is trying to fulfill the instructions of her guru, her current guru, Kardam Muni. Tasyam bahuti te kale bhagavan madhusudanaha kardamam viryam apanno jagnyegnir ivadaruni. Even though Kardam Muni said, adurad samprapatsyate, very soon he will take birth in your womb, or he will take shelter of your womb. But here it is mentioned, tasyam bahutite kale, after a very long time. See, this brings out the amazing qualities of devotees of the Supreme Lord. Even though it's a predestined thing, it is a desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He himself expressed his desire. It's not that Kardam Muni prayed for it or Devahuti prayed for it. But the Supreme Lord himself, being very pleased, he said, I will appear in your wife's womb as your son. It is predestined. But still, Devahuti, for such a long time, faithfully and with patience, fulfilled the instructions of Kardam Muni to beget the Supreme Lord. Tasyam bahutite kale, even though Kardam Muni had said adurat, very soon, in the near future it's going to happen, but it didn't happen. Okay, bahutite kale, it took a long time. Bhagavan Madhusudanaha, the Supreme Lord Madhusudan, agnir iva daruni, who is like fire in the wood. This analogy is used to indicate that even though every wood has fire in it, but only when appropriate favorable circumstances are created, wood manifests that fire. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart. But only when properly worshipped, with faith, following in the instructions of one spiritual master, when the Supreme Lord is worshipped, then he manifests externally also. Okay, that's why here Kapila Dev is addressed as Agnir Iva Daruni. Daruni means wood. The Lord who is like fire in wood, Kardamam Viryam Apanno. Prabhupada translates Viryam as semen. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur translates Viryam as the strength of Kardam Muni's bhakti. So Kapila Dev, taking shelter of Kardam Muni's, the strength of Kardam Muni's bhakti, tasyam jagye, made his appearance in the womb of Devahuti. Okay. So that's what is indicated here. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur here comments, the Lord was situated as Antaryami in Devahuti, like fire and wood. He then appeared externally as her son as well. So just like when the favorable atmosphere is created, like when actually an external fire is brought near the wood, it's a small fire only. But then because fire itself, wood itself has fire stored within it, therefore it blazes forth. Otherwise, you can put the same matchstick in water, it will not blaze because it does not have that fire in it. Okay. So therefore, here, even though the Supreme Lord is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart, when appropriate devotional service is performed, then he externally also manifests to exchange rasas with his devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada here in his purport comments, fire is already present in wood, but by a certain process fire is kindled. Similarly, God is all pervading. He is everywhere. And since he may come out from everything, he appeared in his devotee's semen. That's how Prabhupada is explaining. Kardamam viryam apanno. Just as an ordinary living entity takes his birth by taking shelter of the semen of a certain living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts the shelter of the semen of his devotee and comes out as his son. This manifests his full independence to act in any way, and it does not mean that he is an ordinary living entity forced to take birth in a certain type of womb. Lord Narasimha appeared from the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace, Lord Varaha appeared from the nostril of Brahma, and Lord Kapila appeared from the semen of Kardama. But this does not mean that the nostril of Brahma or the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace or the semen of Kardamuni is the source of appearance of the Lord. Okay, like that Prabhupada is indicating here very clearly that even though it may seem like he is appearing in a very ordinary way, but it is not ordinary. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya. Swam prakritim adishtaya, Krishna says. My dear Arjuna, even though you and me, we have appeared in many, many births, but you don't remember any of those births, but I remember everything and understand the nature of that birth is not similar to the nature of the birth of any other living entity. Bhutanam Ishwaropisan. I am the Lord of all the other living entities, including the perfected living entities of this world, of this universe. And when I appear, Swam Prakritim Adishtaya, I take shelter of my own Swabhava, Shuddha Sattva. Okay, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, and my appearance is orchestrated not by Maya, Mahamaya, but by my own Yoga Maya. Okay, and when I appear, Swam Prakritim, he says, I appear with my own nature, and my nature is Sachidananda. Therefore, my body is also Sachidananda. Like that, he says. So, same thing Prabhupada is also indicating here, that even though he may appear from, Varahadeva may appear from the nostril of Brahma, or Hiran, or Narasimhadeva may appear from the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace, or as in this case, Kapiladeva may appear from the semen of Kardam Muni, that does not make the Supreme Lord any inferior. It does not make the Supreme Lord similar to any other human being, like that. Avadayam stadavyomni vaditrani ganaganah gayanti tamsma gandharva nrityantyapsaraso muda. At that time in the sky, the devatas in the clouds played instruments. The gandharvas sang in praise of the Lord, and the apsaras and the apsaras danced in joy. Petusumanaso divyah kecharairapavarjitah prasedushchadishasarva ambhamsicha manamsicha. Flowers dropped by flying devatas fell from the sky. All the directions, waters and minds became satisfied by the appearance of Kapiladevi. Tat kardamashrama padam sarasvatya parishritam swayambho sakam rishibir maricha debirabhyayat. At that very point of time, Swayambhuhu, Brahmaji, Rishibihi Marichyadibir Sakam, along with the various sages, starting with Marichi. Tat Kardama Ashrama Padam Abhyayat. They approached the ashram of Kardam Muni. Saraswatya Parishritam, which was surrounded by the Saraswati river. So they immediately came there because they also understood Kapila Dev was going to appear. Bhagavantam param brahma satve namshena shatruhan tattva sankhyana vigyaptai jatam vidvana jaswarat sabajayan vishuddena chetasatachikirshitam prahrshyamaner asubir kardamam chedam abhyayat abhyadat. So he says that this Brahmaji is speaking to Kardam Muni. So Brahmaji is indicating here, O Shatruhan, O killer of enemy. Ajahaswarat. Oh sorry, this is Maitreya speaking to Vidura. He is explaining how now Brahmaji is going to start speaking to Kardam Muni. Ajahaswarat, independent Brahma. Bhagavantam param brahma jatam vidvan. Understanding that the Supreme Lord had indeed appeared. Satvena amshena. In a Shuddha Sattva portion, the Supreme Lord had indeed appeared. For what purpose? Tattva sankhyana vigyaptai. With a desire to teach about this sankhya. Tat chikirshitam sabajayan. Worshipped the Lord's future activities. Brahmaji started worshipping through his divine vision. He could see the future activities of Kapila Dev. So he started worshipping those activities. Vishuddhena chetasa, with this pure heart. Kardamam cha idam abhyadat. And then thus spoke to Kardam Muni. Prakhrishyamanair asubihi. With joyful senses, all his senses had become very joyful, knowing about the impending appearance of his worshipable Lord, Vishnu. Satvena Amshena, who was going to appear in his Shuddha Sattva portion. Understanding this, all the senses of Brahmaji became very joyful, and with such joyful senses, Brahmaji started addressing Kardam Muni. So here Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, of 10th verse, he says, he comments on this verse, word Satvena Amshena. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he brings with him all his paraphernalia of Vaikuntha. Therefore, his name, his form, his quality, his paraphernalia, and his entourage all belong to the transcendental world. Real goodness is in the transcendental world. That is the meaning of Satvena Amshena. Here in the material world, the quality of goodness is not pure. Goodness may exist, but there must also be some tinges of passion and ignorance. In the spiritual world, the unalloyed quality of goodness prevails. There the quality of goodness is called Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Another name of Shuddha Sattva is Vasudeva, because God is born from Vasudeva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Yadiyate Tatra Puman Apavritah. Like that. Another meaning is that when one is purely situated in qualities of goodness, he can understand the form, name, quality, paraphernalia, and entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Amshena also indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared as Kapila Dev in a portion of his portion. ఏతే చాం సకలా పుంసాం కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం. ద వర్డ్ అంశేన, సారీ, గాడ్ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ ఎదర్ ఎస్ కళ ఆర్ ఎస్ అంశ. అంశ మీన్స్ డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ అండ్ కళ మీన్స్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎక్స్పాన్షన్. దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది ఎక్స్పాన్షన్, ద ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ అండ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ, యాజ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ వన్ క్యాండిల్ అండ్ అనదర్ బట్ స్టిల్ ద క్యాండిల్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ ది అదర్స్ ఆర్ లిట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద ఒరిజినల్ కృష్ణ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పరబ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గాడ్ అండ్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాసెస్. Like that. And then in the 11th verse purport Prabhupada writes, one who can become the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly a great devotee. There is a verse spoken by a Brahmana in which he says that he does not know what the Vedas and the Puranas are, but while others might be interested in the Vedas or Puranas, he is interested in Nanda Maharaj, who appeared as the father of Krishna. So Prabhupada here is indicating how no ordinary person can become the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that context, he is quoting this verse spoken by the Brahmana, who says, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vrajaukasam, Yanmitram Paramanandam Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. He says, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, how greatly fortunate Nanda Gopa Vraja Okasam are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men and all the other inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. Paramanandam, there is no limit to their good fortune and bliss. Why? Purnam Brahma Sanatanam Yad Mitram. Because the eternal supreme Brahman has become their friend. Therefore, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. How fortunate are Nanda Maharaj and all the other cowherd men of Vrindavan. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself has become their friend, son and relative. So like that, Prabhupada here is indicating, don't ordinarily estimate the position of Kardam Muni and Devahuti. To become the parents of the Supreme Lord is not ordinary. That's what Prabhupada is indicating here. The Brahmana wanted to worship Nanda Maharaj because the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a child crawled in the yard of his house. These are some of the good sentiments of devotees. If a recognized devotee brings forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son, how he should be praised. Brahma therefore not only worshipped the incarnation of God at Kapila, but also praised his so-called father Kardam Muni. So definitely he is also praiseworthy. Otherwise the Supreme Lord would definitely not appear as the son of any ordinary person. That's why Prabhupada is glorifying Kardam Muni here. So now Brahmaji is going to speak to Kardam Muni and Devahuti. So he says, Brahma uvacha tvayame pachitistata kalpita nirvyalikatah yanme sanjagrihe vakyam bhavan manada manayan. O Tata, my dear son, O Manada, O very respectful person, tvaya kalpita me nirvyalikatah apachitihi. Apachitihi means service or worship. Nirvyalikataha means sincere worship. You have certainly worshipped me with great sincerity. Okay? Why? Yad bhavan sanjagrihe me vakyam. Because you have completely accepted. Jagrihe means to accept. Sanjagrihe means samyagrupena jagrihe. Completely accepting my instructions, manayan, with great respect for me. Not in a very, are now he has given me some instruction, abhi to karna hi padega. Not in that sense. with great respect for me, you accepted my instructions. So therefore, I am very pleased with you. Okay. Like that he is indicating. Okay. So, here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Brahma praises Kardama because he carried out the orders of the spiritual master in toto and without cheating. A conditioned soul in the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications. But if one carries out the order of the spiritual master by disciplic succession or the parampara system, he overcomes the four defects. Therefore, knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. Brahma knew well that Kardam Muni exactly carried out the instructions received from him and that he actually honored a spiritual master. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instructions word for word. So the same quality we saw earlier was shown by Swayambhuva Manu also, the father-in-law of Kardam Muni and the father of Devahuti. The same words were spoken by Brahmaji to Swayambhuva Manu also. So, Brahmaji said in the 13th chapter to Swayambhuva Manu, Preetastubhyam aham tata swastistat vam kshitishwara yad nirvyalikena hrida shadimetyatmanarpitam. O tata, my dear child, here also he says, O tata, O son, Kshitishwara, O lord of the earth, Preetastubhyam aham, I am very pleased with you, my dear Swayambhuva Manu. Swastistad vam, may all auspiciousness be there upon you. Yad nirvyalikena hrida, because with a non-duplicitous heart, atmana arpitam, you spontaneously surrendered, shadi mam iti, that please instruct me. So when Brahmaji heard these words from Swayambhuva Manu, he could clearly understand that he meant what he spoke. He completely meant. So therefore he was very pleased. Like that. So then Kardam Muni, Brahmaji continues to speak to Kardam Muni. He says, Etavatyeva shushrusha karya pitari putrakaihi badam mityanu manyeta gauravena guror vachaha. Pitari Shushrusha. Shushrusha means service. Service unto the father. Karya etavatyeva. This is exactly how service should be rendered to the father. Putrakaihi, by good sons. Gauravena guror vachaha anumanyeta. The son should accept the commands of his elders with gaurava, with great respect, saying, Badam. Iti. Badam means yes sir, Prabhupada says. Yes sir, I will do it. No questions asked. Okay. So accepting without any questions. Gauravena guror vachaha anumanyeta. Badam iti. This is exactly how a son should accept the command of his elder. I am very pleased with you. So, here, Prabhupada here writes in the purport, the son or disciple should accept the words of his spiritual master and father without hesitation. Whatever the father and the spiritual master order should be taken without argument. Yes. There should be no instance in which the disciple or the son says, this is not correct, I cannot carry it out. When he says that, he is fallen. Like that. In any case, later Prabhupada writes, in any case, The order of the father or the order of the spiritual master may be must be carried out without hesitation, with an immediate yes. There should be no argument. That is real service to the father and to the spiritual master. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has stated that the order of the spiritual master is the life and soul of the disciples. Again and again, whenever this topic comes, Prabhupada always quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Which means he remembered the purports of his predecessor acharyas very clearly. At least those purports which, you know, affected his heart. So, whenever this topic comes, Prabhupada always quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. As a man cannot separate his life from his body, a disciple cannot separate the order of the spiritual master from his life. Okay? Prabhupada can certainly write this. Because we all know, you know, how much he was attached to the instructions of his spiritual master. If a disciple follows the instruction of the spiritual master in that way, he is sure to become perfect. This is confirmed in the Upanishads. The import of the Vedic instruction is revealed automatically only to one who has implicit faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and in his spiritual master. Which verse is this? Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau. Tasya eva katito hyartha prakashante mahatmanah. Tasya eva. Only in that person's heart who has complete faith in a spiritual master as much as he has in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only in such a person's heart the imports of all the Vedic instructions become automatically manifest like that. Okay. So same, in the same section, Brahmaji told Swayambhava Manu, if you remember, etavat atma jair vira karya hyapachitir gurau shaktya pramattair grihyeta sadaram gata matsaraihi. Same words are also used. You see here. Etavati. Here also he says, etavati. Etavat yatmajair vira karyahi apachitir gurau. Etavat eva shushrusha karya pitari putrakaihi. Same thing he also says. Shaktya apramattair grihyeta sadaram. Sadaram is indicated here as gauravena, with great respect. O courageous son, service to the Guru according to one's capacity should be done with devotion by sons like you who are very diligent and free from envy. Therefore, I really appreciate what you are doing here. Your surrender, like that. So now, Brahmaji, he has come there with a very specific purpose also. Ima duhitara satyas tava vatsa sumadhyamaha. Sargametam prabhavaisvair brahmishyantyane brahmayishyantyane kada. He vatsa, my dear son. Ima duhitaraha satyaha. Satya means chaste. Okay. These chaste daughter, sumadhyama, who are very beautiful, etam sargam brahmayishyanti, will increase the creation svair prabhavaihi, with their powerful portions, anekada, many, many times. Okay. So, the father has two anxiety, two prominent anxieties. When he has a daughter, he has the anxiety of protecting her chastity till she gets married. Okay. And when it is a son, the daughter is anxious that the son will take over the father's business properly. Carry on the father's, whatever he has accumulated, whatever he has established, he would continue his establishment. These are the two prominent anxieties of a father. So Brahmaji, he says, don't worry. At this juncture, when you are ready to take sannyas, I want to encourage you by mentioning that these daughters, will indeed maintain their utmost chastity and marry good husbands. Okay. Not only that, they will carry out your mission even after you take up sannyas. Okay. I have given you the mission of increasing the population and you have not significantly done it. 9 plus 1, 10. It's not like very significant. But still, don't worry. Your daughters will take up your responsibility very nicely. With their powerful portions, they will increase the creation many times. Okay. So, not only will they be very chaste and marry good husbands, but they will also carry out your mission very successfully. So, without any regrets, you can take sannyas. Your job is accomplished. I am happy. Even though you have given birth to only 10 children, but I am happy. You can go ahead. Like that, he is trying to encourage Kardammuni. So then he says, Atastvam rishi mukyebhyo yata shilam yata ruchi atmaja paridehyadya vistranehi yashobhuvi. Ataha, therefore, my dear Kardammuni, Tvam atmajaha paridehi, please give away your daughters. And don't worry, I have some very nice husbands for your daughters. Adya, today only you give them away. Kisko? To whom? Rishi Mukyebhya, the foremost of sages are here. Who are they? My sons. Okay. But don't just like that give it to them. Yata shilam yata ruchi. According to the qualities should match. At the same time, the taste should match. Just because you like the son-in-law does not mean you should give your daughter to them. Your daughter should also like them. And at the same time, there should be compatibility of qualities. So considering these two things, you offer your daughters to the foremost of sages. My sons, I have brought them with me. Vistranihi yasho bhuvi. And spread your fame throughout the universe by marrying your daughters to these foremost of sages. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. Here, two words are used very significantly. Yata shilam and yata ruchi. The daughters should be handed over to the respective rishis, not blindly, but according to the combination of character and taste. That is the art of combining a man and woman. Man and woman should not be united simply on the consideration of sex life. There are many other considerations, especially character and taste. Shilam and Ruchi. If the taste and character differ between man and woman, their combination will be unhappy. Later Prabhupada writes, according to astrological calculation, a person is classified according to whether he belongs to the godly or demoniac quality. In that way, the spouse was selected. A girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. A girl of demoniac quality should be handed over to a boy of demoniac quality. Then they will be happy. But if the girl is demoniac and the boy is godly, then the combination is incompatible. They cannot be happy in such a marriage. At the present moment, because boys and girls are not married according to quality and character, most marriages are unhappy and there is divorce. According to the Vedic system of marriage for producing children, every man and woman was enlightened in spiritual knowledge. And at the time of their combination to produce a child, everything was scrutinizingly and scientifically done. Very scrutinizingly and scientifically done. Like that. That's what is indicated by Prabhupada here. Even in those days, the preference of the both the boy and the bride were considered. Even though it was an arranged marriage, but it does not mean that the choice of the bride and the bridegroom were not considered. They were also considered.
वेदाहमाद्यं पुरुषं अवतीर्णं स्वमायया भूतानां शेवदिं देहं बिभ्राणां कपिलं मुने.
ओ सेज, ओ मुने, वेद अहम आद्यं पुरुषं. हु इज स्पीकिंग दिस वर्स? ब्रह्माजी स्पीकिंग टू करदम मुनि. ही सेज, माय डियर ब्राह्मण, आई नो दैट द ओरिजिनल लॉर्ड. Who is that Lord? Bhutanam Shevadim. Shevadim means treasure. Who is the treasure of all living beings? Avatirnam Swamayaya. He has appeared by his own energy. Bibranam Kapilam Deham. Assuming the body of Kapila, he has appeared by his own energy. So here, again, you see, in Sanskrit, the words, they may have a prominent meaning, but then they have multiple meanings. And the meaning should be accepted based on the context. In Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, it is mentioned, Purva Apara Anurodena. What is, how should scriptures be understood? Is indicated as Purva Apara Anurodena, means by it should, what is spoken here or the meaning that should, that is taken for a particular word in that particular context should not contradict what has been spoken before and what would be spoken later. If it contradicts, then that is not the appropriate meaning. Okay, so therefore here the word Bibranam. Bibranam literally means to accept. Okay. But that meaning cannot be taken as in the case of like Yada Yadahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyuttanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham. Krishna says, Tada Atmanam Srijami. What is the meaning of Srijami? Create. But that is the only meaning we know. Okay. But if you see, there are various dictionaries in Sanskrit language also. They give multiple meanings under various contexts to be taken. So, Srijami, the only meaning of Srijami is not just create. Srijami also means to manifest. As Uddhava tells Vidura, Krishna Dyumani Nimloche Girneshu Ajagarenaha Kimnuna Kushalam Bruyan Gatashrishu Griheshvaham. You remember this verse? It comes in third canto, I think maybe second chapter. Krishna Dyumani Nimloche. He says, my dear Vidura, it is true. What you have heard is true. Krishna, the sun, has set. That's how he says. Krishna Dyumani Nimloche. Nimloche means to set. It is true that Krishna has passed away, but understand there is no need to lament. Krishna, the sun, has set, which means Krishna's appearance and disappearance are like the uprising and setting of a sun. Okay? He does not have a body similar to ours. Understand the tattva. He tells Vidura, and he says, understand the tattva and don't lament. And then he says, but we will lament. He says, Kimnuna Kushalam Bruyan Gatashrishu Griheshvaham. Even though the sun is setting only to rise the next day morning, but nevertheless, the lotus with great sorrow closes herself. And the Chakravaka birds, they start lamenting. And the thieves become very joyful. Owls become very joyful. Okay, even though it is an inevitable event. The rising and setting of the sun are inevitable. They are going to happen every single day. But nevertheless, because of a particular relationship different people have with the sun, every day they become morose or happy depending on what relationship they have. So he is telling Vidura, my dear Vidura, the disappearance of Krishna is like rising and setting of the sun. So you don't lament. But don't ask me why I am lamenting. Because just like when the sun sets, the lotus starts lamenting. Because the lotus has a relationship with the sun. Similarly, I have a relationship with the sun, with the Supreme Lord. So therefore we are lamenting. But you don't lament like that, he says. So here, therefore, Bibranam, the meaning of the word Bibranam should not be taken to mean he accepted temporarily, or before that time the form of Kapila never existed. Okay. These are all eternal forms of the Lord. Another example that is given by the Acharyas in this verse, Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, 4th chapter Bhagavad Gita, he says, the Lord is compared to a Vaidurya gem. A Vaidurya gem, if you see, from different angles, it gives different color. When one is looking at from one angle, it looks blue. Another angle, it looks yellow. Another angle, it looks red. So, the Vaidurya gem has all those colors in it inherently. And from various angles, various colors are seen. Similarly, at different times, different colors are manifest. Similarly, the Lord's forms are all eternal forms. But at different times, different incarnations are manifested. But that does not mean they are created at that point of time. They are all eternal forms of the Lord. Like that. Okay. So Prabhupada here writes, the word Swamayaya by his own internal potency indicates that whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, he comes in his own energy. He may assume the body of a human being, but that body is not material. Like that. Okay. So let's continue. Jnana Vijnana Yogena Karmana Muddaran Jataha Hiranyakesha Padmaksha Padma Mudra Padam Bujaha Esha Manavi Te Garbam Pravishta Kaita Vardhanaha Avidya Samshaya Grantim Chitva Gam Vicharishyati. So he says, O Manavi, O daughter of Manu, Karmanam Uddaran Jataha, in order to uproot karma completely, okay, Jnana Vijnana Yogena, how? By the methods of Jnana and Vijnana, okay. Jnana means knowledge about the form of the Lord, activities of the Lord. And Vijnana means realization of the same. Hiranyakeshaha, the Lord will have golden hair. Okay. Padmakshaha, lotus eyes. Padma mudra padambujaha, and the lotus feet marked with lotus. Esha kaitaba ardhanaha, this very same Lord is none other than the killer of Kaitaba. By the way, in which incarnation did the Lord kill Madhu and Kaitaba? Hayagriva. Hayagriva. Esha Kaitabardhanaha. And it is significant that Brahmaji is addressing the Lord as Kaitabardhana because it's very... because they were the ones who stole the Vedas from Brahmaji. The Lord appeared as Hayagriva and killed them. One of the demon is also called Hayagriva. It's not the same, different. Hayagriva literally means one who has a horse head. The demon also had a horse head, therefore he was also called Hayagriva. The Lord only killed that demon also. Lord killed Hayagriva and the Lord appeared as Hayagriva to kill other demons also. తే గర్భం ప్రవిష్ట ఎంటరింగ్ యువర్ వూంబ్ గాం విచరిష్యతి బికాస్ టిల్ నౌ బ్రహ్మాజీ వాస్ అడ్రెసింగ్ కర్దం ముని నౌ హీఈస్ లుకింగ్ అట్ దేవహూతి అండ్ హీఈస్ అడ్రెసింగ్ దేవహూతి హీ సేస్ మై డియర్ సన్ ఆఫ్ డాటర్ ఆఫ్ మను యు నో హూ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు అపియర్ యాస్ యువర్ సన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఎడ్ విష్ణు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఓకే తే గర్భం ప్రవిష్ట గాం విచరిష్యతి హీ విల్ ట్రావెల్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద వరల్డ్ అవిద్యా సంశయ గ్రంథిం చిత్వా యు ఆర్ కన్సర్న్డ్ అబౌట్ యువర్ ఓన్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ బీయింగ్ కట్ బట్ యువర్ సన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కట్ ద నాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ బై టీచింగ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సంఖ్య దెర్ఫోర్ యువర్ డిజైర్ విల్ బి మోర్ దాన్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ అ సన్ హూ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు హూ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ కటింగ్ యువర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ బట్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ కటింగ్ ది ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ యూనివర్స్ by teaching this knowledge of sankhya like that okay so Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport of 17th verse those who are trying to get out of entanglement by speculation are also doing their best but in the Vedic scriptures we find that if one has taken to the devotional service of the Lord in krishna consciousness he can very easily uproot the deep rooted desire for fruitive activities karmaashayam gratitam udgratayanti santah tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruddha shroto ganastamaranam bhajavasu devam the kumara speaking to prithu maharaj in the fourth canto they say that while everyone yatayah everyone is endeavoring to overcome this entanglement but they cannot it is possible only by practice of bhakti yat pada pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karmaashayam gratitam udgratayanti santa it is possible to uproot this whole karmaashaya only by practice of bhakti others may endeavor but they will never achieve perfection that's what brahmaji is kumaras were telling prithu maharaj he can very easily uproot the deep rooted desire for fruitive activities sankhya philosophy will be broadcast by kapila muni for that purpose like that okay so let's continue అయం సిద్ధగణాదీశ సాంఖ్యాచార్యై సుసమ్మతః లోకే కపిల ఇత్యాఖ్యాం గంతాతే కీర్తివర్ధనః సో హి సేస్ సిద్ధగణ అదీశాః దిస్ పర్సన్ విల్ బి ద చీఫ్ అమంగ్స్ట్ ద పర్ఫెక్టెడ్ సేజెస్ సాంఖ్య ఆచార్యై సుసమ్మతః అండ్ ది రియల్ ఆచార్యస్ ఆఫ్ ద సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫీ విల్ అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ పర్సనాలిటీ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్రభుపాద్ ఆల్వేస్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ అనదర్ ఇంపోస్టర్ కపిల ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ ది ఇంపోస్టర్ కపిల ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ అ ఫాదర్ హూస్ నేమ్ వాస్ కర్దమ్ముని ఓకే అండ్ this kapiladev also prominently taught this sankhya to a brahmana by the name asuri asuri brahmana and the imposter kapila also taught the atheistic sankhya to a brahmana by the name asuri but the imposter kapila's mother's name was not devahuti therefore Prabhupada titles son of Devahuti. He doesn't say son of Kardam Muni. So, there is lot of similarities. So, here Brahmaji is indicating he will not be like that Kapila. Sankhya Acharyaihi Susammata. The real knowers of Sankhya will give their stamp of approval to what he is going to teach now. therefore he is not like the imposter Kapila, like that he is telling. Ayam loke Kapila iti akhyam, he will take the name Kapila in this world. Ganta te kirti vardana, and he will increase your fame. Okay. I'm not sure. It's not given anywhere. I'm guessing maybe after only.
Because Brahmaji is already speaking, right? So
maybe he's predicting.
Predicting.
Okay. So,
Prabhuji, here actually I think 2-3 places your name, fame will increase. It is mentioned. It looks like it is little material, isn't it? Devotees don't aspire for all these things. So, 2-3 places it is mentioned till now.
Yeah, devotees do not desire for this. So, just because, but at the stage of one's initial stages of one's devotional service, when it comes by itself, they appreciate. Bhakti is anya bilashita shunyam. Then why does bhakti bestow kleshagni, shubhada, all these things? Are devotees worshipping the Supreme Lord for kleshagni or shubhada? Ideally they should not. But the desire for, one may not worship the Lord for that, but the desire for getting away from misery is there in everyone. One may say, my dear Lord, let me serve you nicely. But when obstacles come, then sadhakas, they suffer. And when the obstacles are taken away, they become jubilant. So even though we may not consciously pray to the Supreme Lord to remove obstacles and give happiness, but when they come of their own accord, a sadhaka appreciates. Whereas a perfected devotee, he is detached. Okay. So therefore, even though Kardamuni may not be praying that I must get a son who will spread my glory and fame everywhere, but nevertheless, when he gets a son like that, it's not that he becomes morose. He's happy. There is appreciation. So therefore, just because Brahmaji is telling this need not necessarily mean that he was worshipping the Lord or desiring a son who would spread his fame. That is not what it means. Okay. So here Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Sankhya philosophy is the philosophical system enunciated by Kapila, the son of Devahuti. The other Kapila, who is not the son of Devahuti, is an imitation. This is the statement of Brahma, and because we belong to Brahma's disciplic succession, we should accept a statement that the real Kapila is the son of Devahuti, and that real Sankhya philosophy is a system of philosophy which he introduced and which will be accepted by the acharyas, the directors of spiritual discipline. The word susammata means accepted by persons who are counted upon to give their good opinion or whose opinion is valuable. Otherwise, everyone wants to give their opinion. Okay. So Maitreya continues. Maitreya uvacha tavashvasya jagat srashta kumarai sahanaradaha hamso hamsena yanena tridama paramam yayau. Tav ashvasya, having reassured the couple, jagat srashta hamsaha, Brahmaji, the creator of this whole universe, kumaraihi saha naradaha, along with kumaras and Naradamuni, hamsena yanena tridama paramam yayau, departed for satyaloka on his swan carrier. Narada Muni and the four Kumaras, he knew that they would not get married. So he said, okay, you have no business here, let's go back. He didn't even wait for his son's marriage. He said, okay, you please do the needful And then he went back, taking Narada Muni and the four Kumaras along with them, along with him. Okay. So here in this verse, Prabhupada writes, he returned to his own planet with the four Kumaras and Narada because they were not going to be married. The other rishis who came with him, such as Marichi and Atri, remained there because they were to be married to the daughters of Kardama. But his other sons, Sanat, Sanaka, Sanandan, and Sanatan, and Narada, went back with him in a swan-shaped airplane. The four Kumaras and Narada are Naishtika Brahmacharis. Naishtika Brahmachari refers to one who never wastes his semen at any time. They were not to attend the marriage ceremony of their other brothers. They were not to, which means they are not supposed to. Marichi and the other sages, and therefore they went back with their father, Hamsa. Okay. Gate shatadrita ukshatta kardamaste na choditaha yathoditam swaduhitru pradad vishvasrajam tataha. O Vidura, after Brahma departed, Kardama, as ordered by him, according to the scriptural rules, then gave his daughters to the creators of population. Marichaye kalam pradad anasoyam atatraye shraddham angirase yachat pulastyaya havirbhuvam pulahayagatim yuktam kratave chakriyam satim khyatim chabragave yachat vashishtaya pyarundatim. Kardama gave his daughter Kala to Marichi and Anasuya to Atri. He gave Shraddha to Angira and Havirbhu to Pulastya. He gave qualified Gati to Pulaha, the chaste Kriya to Kratu, Khyati to Bhrigu, and Arundhati to Vashishta. Atarvane datat shantim yaya yagyo vitanyate viprashaban krutodvahan sadaran samalalayat. He gave Shanti, by whom sacrifice becomes successful, to Atarva. He took care of those best of Brahmanas who he had got married along with their wives. First he served them nicely, took care of them, and then sent them back. Tatastarsha yakshatta kritadara nimantratam pratishtan nandimapanna swam swam ashrama mandalam. O Vidura, then those sages, kritadara, who were married by now, who had their wives, tam nimantrya, taking leave from Kardam Muni, pratishtan swam swam ashrama mandalam, they returned to their hermitages, nandimapanna, in great joy. Sachavatirnam triyugam agnyaya vibudarshabam vivikta upasangamya pranamya samabhashata. Agnyaya triyugam, understanding that the Supreme Lord, who appears only in three yugas, Vibhuda Rishabam, who was the chief amongst the deities, Avatirnam, he had appeared. Saha Vivikta Upasangamya, Kardam Muni approached him in a solitary place. Pranamyacha, and then offering respects to Kapiladev. Samabhashata, he spoke to Kapiladev. Okay. So, Prabhupada in the purport comments on this one word. Guess which word? Triyuga. Lord Vishnu is called Triyuga. He appears in three yugas, Satya, Treta and Dwapara. But in Kali Yuga, he does not appear. From the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, however, we understand that he appears garbed as a devotee in Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya is that devotee. Krishna appeared in the form of a devotee, but although he never disclosed himself, Rupa Goswami could understand his identity, for the Lord cannot hide himself from a pure devotee. Which verse did he compile? నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. రూప గోస్వామి డిటెక్టెడ్, ప్రభుపాద్ ఇస్ రైటింగ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హీ వాస్ ఎ డిటెక్టివ్. సో రూప గోస్వామి డిటెక్టెడ్ హిమ్ వెన్ హీ ఆఫర్డ్ హిస్ ఫస్ట్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు లార్డ్ చైతన్య. హీ న్యూ దట్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య వాస్ కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆఫర్డ్ హిస్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ విత్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్డ్స్, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్స్ టు కృష్ణ హూ హ్యాస్ నౌ అపియర్డ్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. Another explanation of Tri Yuga is that he has three pairs of divine attributes. Tri Yuga. Yuga means two. Tri Yuga means three into two. Six. Shadaishwarya Purno Bhagavan. That is the meaning of Tri Yuga. Six opulences. Endowed with six opulences. Tri Yuga. Three into two. Okay, like that. There are different interpretations of Tri Yuga. But it is accepted by all learned scholars that Tri Yuga means Vishnu. When Kardam Muni understood that his son Kapila was Vishnu himself, he wanted to offer his obeisances. Therefore, when Kapila was alone, he offered his respects and expressed his mind as follows. He is going to express his mind now. Kardam Muni. Aho papachya mana nam niraye svaira mangalaihi kalena boyasanunam ప్రసీదంతీహ దేవతాః. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ వర్స్ వేర్ ప్రభుపాద్ అండ్ విశ్వనాథ ఠాకూర్ గివ్ స్లైట్లీ డిఫరెంట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్. వి విల్ సీ బోత్. అహో అలాస్, నాట్ అలాస్, ఓ ఇట్స్ ఎక్స్క్లమేషన్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ అపియర్డ్, దేర్ ఫోర్ డెఫినెట్లీ వుడ్ నాట్ సే అలాస్. ఇహ దేవతాః ప్రసీదంతి, ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ద దేవతాస్ బికమ్ ప్లీజ్డ్. నిరయే పాపచ్యమానానాం, సీయింగ్ ద పర్సన్స్ హు ఆర్ బర్నింగ్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ద దేవతాస్ బికమ్ ప్లీజ్డ్. స్వైర్ అమంగళైహి, ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్షన్స్ దేవతాస్ బికమ్ ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ సఫరింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్షన్స్. కాలేన భూయస, ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ లాంగ్ టైమ్. ఓకే, the devatas are not very easily pleased, even though Bhagavad Gita says otherwise. What does Bhagavad Gita say? Shipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. But there is no contradiction. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita says shipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. What kind of siddhi do demigod worshippers get? Karmaja. That which is born out of their own karma, which means they continue to punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Iha samsare bahu dustare. Kripaya pare pahi murare. So, they may become pleased after a long time and they may guide them to Vishnu. That's all they can do. As Lord Shiva did to the Prachetas and others. Okay. Aho papachya mananam niraye svair amangalaihi kalena bhuyasa nunam prasidantiha devataha. Devatas, what they can do? Even though they're their devotees or their worshippers may worship them with great feelings. Without any material desires also they may worship them. But it after a very, very long time, they may be pleased with them and guide them to worshipping Vishnu. Otherwise, whatever fulfillment they give is karmaja siddhi, which will lead to eventual birth and death. So, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, your appearance in my house without motive is because of your mercy only. Because he is going to tell in the next three verses, starting with this verse, he says, there are worshippers of devatas, even though they may worship them, worship the devatas very sincerely, eventually they will get only some material benefit because of which they may continue their suffering. Or sometimes after a long time, the devata may become satisfied and they may guide that person to the Supreme Lord. Or the second category of people are those by the process of yoga or jnana, they try to attain the Brahman. Such people also, only after great austerities, after many, many lifetimes, they may achieve Brahman. But all these people are very much dedicated to their object of worship. But we are just fallen householders. We are dedicated to our sense gratification only. Yes, it is true that we worshipped you, but that worship was very weak worship. But still, you have come here as our son. Indicating that the path of devotional service is so dear to the Supreme Lord. So he says, in the first verse he says, my dear Lord, the worshippers of devatas are pleased only after a long time. He says, your appearance in my house without motive is because of your mercy only. I do not have any qualities that caused it. That's what Sir Kardam Muni is indicating here. This is expressed in three verses. There are three types of persons seen in the world. Worshippers of devatas, worshippers of Brahman, and worshippers of the Supreme Lord Bhagavan. Worship of devatas produces material results. They are pleased after a long time within the worshipper's lifetime, but not immediately to the living beings burning in the hell of material existence. Then they give the desired results after a long time. So, Kardam Muni in these three verses, 27, 28 and 29, is contrasting the worship of dedicated demigod worshippers, dedicated yogis and jnanis versus not so dedicated devotees to establish the power of bhakti. Okay. So then he says in the next verse, bahujanma vipakvena samyag yoga samadina drashtum yatante yatayah shunyagareshu yatpadam. Yatayah, the yogis, drashtum yatante, they attempt to see yatpadam, your impersonal feature, shunya agareshu, in solitary places. Samyak yoga samadhina. By complete samadhi through yoga, these yogis try to take darshan of your or realize your Brahman feature. But bahu janma vipakvena. This happens after many, many births. This realization comes after many, many births only. Sayeva bhagavanadya helanamna ganayanaha griheshu jato gramyanam yasvanam paksha poshanaha saha eva bhagavan. But that very same Supreme Lord, yaha svanam paksha poshana, paksha svanam paksha poshana literally means nepotism. What is nepotism? Nepotism kya hai bata hai? If someone is in a high post, okay, he may recruit his own relatives for the other sub-posts. That is called nepotism. Swanam paksha poshana. Swanam paksha means our own, one's own relatives. Poshana means unko poshan karana. Whatever government's money he is getting, and he recruits his own people and gives that money. He ensures that all the government money goes to his own people. That is the meaning of Swanam Paksha Poshana. So, here Kapila, Kardam Muni is addressing Kapila Deva as, you are a Swanam Paksha Poshana, which is very clear from your dealings with me. Okay. While there are the demigod worshippers who are much more dedicated than me, and the yogis and the jnanis, what to speak of their dedication. For lifetimes they are endeavoring. But here am I. No doubt I worship you during the day, but other times I am taking care of my own business. I am not a dedicated worshipper, but nevertheless, because I am your worshipper, you are a swanam paksha poshana. Not considering our neglect, naha helanam ganayya, na ganayya. Not considering our neglectful worship of you, adya gramyanam griheshu jatah, has today appeared in the house of a materialist like me. This shows how much you are inclined towards your own people.
Yeah. So this verse is a little confusing because we know that demigod worshippers, they are not one focused. So they can never be actually dedicated.
Relatively. See, this verse is spoken. See, not every verse, even though from a very bona fide scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by a bona fide devotee, is establishing a philosophical point. It may be opposite to the philosophy also. Okay. Verses are sometimes indicative of the mood of the speaker and sometimes they are indicative of the philosophy. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Jaga and Madai are better than me. Because you may say that I have full faith in whatever Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes. I absolutely do not doubt every single word he writes. So, I accept that Jaga and Madai are indeed superior to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You cannot come to such a conclusion. Because some verses are indicative of the mood of the speaker. His mood of humility comes forth. And sometimes the philosophical conclusions come forth. So therefore, one should carefully try to... Whenever a person is speaking about himself, a devotee is speaking about himself, you should not... In general, it may not... be a proper philosophical conclusion. It must be taken as indicative of the mood of the devotee. So therefore here, when Kardamuni says that, demigod worshippers, they are very dedicated, it means compared to me. That's how he is seeing it. But it's not true. Okay. So not all verses should be taken to, you know, establish a philosophical point like that. So, naha helanam ganayya, na ganayya, not considering our neglect of him, has today appeared in our house as a materialist, in the house of a materialist. He is not a materialist, for sure. But still he is feeling like that. So, like that he is comparing. So, definitely, you are a paksha poshana, swanam paksha poshana. Otherwise, their dedication is much more than my dedication. Why should you appear in our house? He did not appear in their house because they did not desire it. That is the fact. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamiham. Surrender of Kardamuni was much better than all those people. And he did not appear in the jnanis or yogis house because they did not desire. They desired liberation. So why would he appear in their house? So therefore, there is no incongruity in the Supreme Lord's actions. Okay. So, here, so we have taken this 27, 28 and 29th verses together. So, let's see some important points from these purports. So, Prabhupada's translation of verse number 27 is, oh, after a long time, the demigods of this universe have become pleased with the suffering souls who are in material entanglement because of their own misdeeds. So this is slightly different translation that Prabhupada gives. At last the demigods are pleased. Indicating that finally Kapiladev has now appeared and therefore the demigods are pleased. And Prabhupada in this purport, if you see, he writes, when the Lord descends, all the demigods become enlivened. Therefore, Kardam Muni said, after many, many years of human suffering, all the demigods are now satisfied because Kapiladev, the incarnation of Godhead, has appeared. Like that. Okay. So then, here, in the 29th verse, so here, so, naha helanam na ganaya, not considering our neglect of him. Even improper performance of bhakti is capable of bestowing more benefits. Okay, this very distinctly comes out in the 6th canto Ajamil section, where such verses are there. Sanketyam parihasyam va stobam helanam eva va vaikunta namagrahanam ashesha agaharam viduhu. Okay, it is mentioned that how the Vishnudutas are mentioning that even though one may chant the holy name by indicating someone else's name, but all these indicate without offense, with no ill intent. Okay, Sanketyam, while indicating someone else's name, like a Hari Gopal Prabhu. He is not addressing the Supreme Lord Hari Gopal. Someone else with that name Hari Gopal. So that is called Sanketyam or Parihasyam, or while joking with a friend, while calling his name. Or Stobam. Stobam means to fill the meter. If someone is composing a song, okay, खाली वो मीटर खत्म होने के लिए एक छोटा एक टू सिलेबल्स बाकी है उसमें एक हरी डाल दिया. He puts one hari there to fill the meter. Okay, even like that, helanam or neglectfully chanted. Okay, ashesha agaharam viduhu, it is capable of destroying unlimited sins and desires like that. Patitah, skalito, bagnah, sandashtas, tapta, ahata, harir iti avashenaha, puman, narhati, yatana. A person who chants the name of the Lord while falling from a cliff, stumbling on the road, receiving injury in his body, being bitten by snakes, being burned with fever, or being attacked with sticks, will not suffer hellish punishment. It means, नामना मकारि बहुदा निज सर्व शक्तिस तत्रार्पिता नियमिता स्मरणे न कालः. There is no external conditions which definitely have to be fulfilled for the holy name to be chanted. Okay, that is what is indicated here. गुरुणां च लघूणां च गुरुणी च लघूणी च प्रायश्चित्तानि पापानां ज्ञात्वोक्तानि महर्षिभिः. The great sages, understanding the limited nature of atonements, have said that severe atonements are prescribed for grave sins and light atonements are prescribed for minor sins. So one may say that one holy name for small sins or huge sins, how is it possible? This defies logic, because if you see the regular Vedic scriptures, for small sins, small atonements are prescribed. For huge sins, huge atonements are prescribed. But now you are telling one small holy name can destroy huge sins and small sins. This defies logic. So he says, that is the potency of the holy name. Because the atonements have limited power, such arrangements are prescribed. However, heaps of serious sins are destroyed by chanting once even a portion of the name, since it has inconceivably great power. It is as easy as Balram's ability to destroy all the Kauravas, including Duryodhana, in order to save Samba. You remember the 10th canto, this comes when Samba marries Usha. Whom does he? Lakshmana. Yeah. So the Kauravas, they capture Samba, and while the Yadus are ready to wage a battle to retrieve Samba, Balramji says, no need, Duryodhan is my disciple. If I say, he will, you know, you'll, with great joy he will give Samba. So he goes there, but not only did he not give Samba, but they insult Balramji. So he takes his plow and pulls the whole of Hastinapur to drown it in Yamuna. Okay. So one may say that Balramji is like at the most probably a Maharathi. So one Maharathi means he can fight with only one Maharathi, but there are so many Maharathis in the... So in that kind of calculations do not apply to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru namcha, lagu namcha, guru nicha, lagu nicha. Those calculations are for, you know, a Maharathi can fight with one Maharathi, one Atirathi can fight with one Atirathi. Those calculations are for, you know, ordinary people. But when the Supreme Lord comes, all such calculations, you know, even though the whole of Hastinapur may be filled with only Maharathi, still, you know, the Supreme Lord can pull them and drown them in Yamuna. So you cannot make such material calculations there. Similarly, the same is true with the holy names of the Supreme Lord also, like that. Anyway, so many such verses are there glorifying the potency of devotional service. How it is not like one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karmakanda. So it is not like that. The potency of devotional service is very powerful. Therefore, he is telling here, Swanam paksha poshana, helanam naha helanam na ganaya, like that. Not even neglecting the fact that we were not worshipping you with dedication, still you are so kind to us, you are definitely Swanam paksha poshana, like that. Tanyeva tebi rupani, rupani bhagavamstava, yani yani charochante swajananama rupinaha. So, 30. So, he says, Sviyam vakyam ritam kartum avatirno sime grihe chikirshur bhagavan jnanam bhaktanam manavardhanaha. He says, Bhagavan, you the Supreme Lord, Jnanam Chikirshur. Very interesting verse that here Kardamuni is speaking to Kapiladev. He says, Jnanam Chikirshur. Chikirshur means with a desire to give. Okay. My dear Lord, desiring to give Jnana. Desiring to give jnana, bhaktanam manavardhana, and increasing the honor of the devotees. This seems little incongruous here. If it is bhaktim chikirshur, then you should say bhaktanam manavardhana. If you are telling jnanam chikirshur, then it must be jnaninam manavardhana. How come he is telling Jnanam Chikirshur Bhaktana Manavardhana? Which means the Jnan that he is going to give is Bhakti only. So Sankhya is nothing else, none other than Bhakti only. That's what is indicated here. Okay. Otherwise it would have been Jnaninam Manavardhana. You appeared with a desire to give Jnana and increasing the honor of devotees. Avatir nosi me grihe, you have descended in my house. Sviyam vakyam ritam kartum, with a desire to make your own words true, you have appeared here. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions this in the purport. He says, by distributing Sankhya, he would increase the honor of the devotees. Therefore, Sankhya philosophy is not dry mental speculation. Sankhya philosophy means devotional service. How could the honor of the devotees be increased unless Sankhya were meant for devotional service? Devotees are not interested in speculative knowledge. Therefore, the Sankhya enunciated by Kapila Muni is meant to establish one firmly in devotional service. Real knowledge and real liberation is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service.
Tanyevate birupani rupani bhagavamstava yani yani charo chante swajana nama rupinaha.
O Lord, tanyevate abirupani rupani. One should not say that you have, since you have appeared in my house, the house of an ordinary materialist, one should not say that this is any ordinary child. Tanyevate abirupani rupani. This form that you are showing now is a very suitable form, which is a form befitting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arupinaha, who has no material form. Yani yani cha rochante swajananam, which are pleasing to the devotees. Indicating that these are suitable forms, because forms of eternity, knowledge and bliss, Sachidananda Vigraha, okay, belonging to you who are eternity, knowledge and bliss, which are pleasing to your devotees. Other forms not pleasing to the devotees are actually not your forms, but are Maya forms, since you are without material form. Okay, you have no material form, and any form that is very pleasing to the devotees, they are your true forms. And those forms which are not pleasing to your devotees are not your true forms, or they are not Sachidananda Vigraha. Therefore, when the Lord appears in the form of Virat form, it was not very pleasing to Arjuna. He says, you know, please show your Saumya Rupa. I am not able to take darshan of this form. Therefore, that material form of the Lord is not the true form of the Lord. The true form of the Lord is Sachidananda Vigraha. That is what is indicated here. Okay, so here Srila Prabhupada in the purport writes, the Lord is the original form, but still he has multiforms. Those multiforms are manifested by him transcendentally according to the tastes of his multi devotees. It is understood that once Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, said that he knew that Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi, and Ram, the husband of Sita, are one and the same, and that there is no difference between Lakshmi and Sita. But as far as himself, he liked the form of Lord Ram. In a similar way, some devotees worship the original form of Krishna. Okay? So, you know, like that. Then, Prabhupada writes further, Yadyad diyata urugaya vibhavayanti tattadvapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. Brahmaji says, he already exists in multi forms, but none of the forms are material. Srila Sridhar Swami has commented that arupinaha, without form, means without material form. The Lord has form, otherwise how can it be stated here, tani evate abirupani rupani bhagavamstava? You have forms, but they are not material. Okay, if you see all the incarnations of the Lord, whenever they appear, somehow or other, because people may have this doubt, the form of a hog, tortoise, fish, you know, it's very difficult to understand. So, if you see in all these incarnations, it is clearly indicated, of course, Kunti Devi says, naveda kaschit bhagavams chikirshitam taveha manasya ninam vidambanam. Okay, when you appear in a human form, not everyone can understand. It causes confusion in the minds of the human beings. What then to speak of human form? Tiryan drishishu yadasu tad atyanta vidambanam. If your human form is confusing, what then to speak of when you appear in the form of animals, aquatics? It causes extreme deception. People are completely confused. But this is in the Matsyavatar, he says, Om Namo Bhagavate Mukhyatamaya Namasattvaya. You see, I offer my respects to the first incarnation made of pure sattva. Whenever any incarnation is indicated, this is mentioned by either Shukadeva Goswami or Maitreya or Suta Goswami. They indicate that even though this may look like a material form, but it is not a material form. So it is mentioned as Sattvaya. This is about Matsya. And about Kurma. Sarva Sattva Guna Visheshanaya. Indicating a form of Shuddha Sattva. You see? Matsya. Kurma. Now this is Varaha. Okay? Karma Shuklaya. Who has a form of Shuddha Sattva even in his actions. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. Okay? Like that. So, it is very clearly indicated. Especially because these forms are tad atyanta vidambanam. They are capable of creating extreme doubts within the minds of human beings. Therefore, when such incarnations are indicated, they are very clearly mentioned that they are indeed not material forms but spiritual forms. Is it clear? Okay, further. Now Kardam Muni is going to speak to Kapila Dev. So he is only speaking. He says, Tvam Suribhistattva Bubutsayadda Sadabhivadar Hanapada Peetam Aishwarya Vairagya Yasho Vabodha Viryashriyapurta Maham Prapadye. Tvamaham Prapadye, I surrender unto you. Purtam, who is filled with Aishwarya, Vairagya, Yasha, Avabodha, Virya, Shriya, the six opulences of control, detachment, good qualities, knowledge, influence and beauty. Sada Abhivada Arhana Pada Peetam, whose feet are constantly worthy of worship by devotees. Tattva Bubutsaya Adda, desiring those devotees who desire direct knowledge of the truth, they constantly worship your lotus feet. Therefore, I surrender to that lotus feet, my dear Lord, the possessor of six opulences in full, like that. Kardama is glorifying Kapila Dev. Then he says, Param Pradhanam Purusham Mahantam Kalam Kavim Trivritam Lokapalam Atmanubhutyanugata Prapancham Swachanda Shaktim Kapilam Prapadye. I surrender unto Kapila, whose other form is Prakriti, who is also the Jiva, the Mahattattva, time, the Sutra, Ahankara, the Devatas, the universe inhabited by your internal energy and the possessor of independent energies, which means all these are various energies of the Supreme Lord. That's what it means. Okay? We have seen this in the second canto also. Asma viprachedya patim prajanam tvayavatirnarna utapta kamaha parivrajat padavimastitoham charishyetvam hridi yunjan vishokaha. This is an interesting verse. After glorifying Kapila Dev, here in this verse he is asking for a benediction from Kapila Dev. So he is telling, Adya, today, Asmabhi Pruche, I am going to ask for a benediction from you. Who are you? Prajanam Patim, the master of progeny. Avatirna Rinaha Tvaya, by your appearance I have become free from debt. Okay, which means I had given an commitment to my father that I will expand the population of this universe. Now that you have appeared, at least that debt I am cleared of. And of course, a father who dies without begetting a male child is said to be a debtor, because his son is supposed to expected to fulfill his debt in that sense also. Okay. And also because if he would take sannyas before the appearance of Kapiladev, then that would also, he would be indebted to his wife, okay, who has served him so faithfully throughout her life. Okay, he has to fulfill the needs of his wife also. So therefore, by your appearance now, my dear Lord, I have become free from debt, from the debt. And utapta kamaha, and all my desires are also fulfilled. Okay, therefore, parivrajat padavim astitaha aham charishye vishokaha tvam hridiyunjan. Therefore, please give me the permission to take sannyas. Lord has just appeared in his house and he says, please give me permission to take sannyas. I want to leave this house. Okay. Aham charishye vishokaha, so that I can wander around this world without lamentation. Tvam hridiyunjan, remembering you within my heart. So please give me the permission to accept the renounced order of life. Acharyas explain. Yeah.
Saying Lord just appeared, but in the picture it shows like Lord is very grown up.
That's why he is the Lord. So it is mentioned here that Kardam Muni, he was worshipping the Supreme Lord within his heart in Dasyaras. So that was his constitutional rasa, Dasyaras. And now that the Supreme Lord has appeared as his son, he has to show Vatsalya. A person who has Vatsalya can act in Dasyaras also. But a person who is constitutionally in Dasya cannot act in Vatsalya. It's incompatible. So therefore, Kardam Muni was thinking, he is my Lord. He is my master. I am a servant. That's how I am used to. How can I now treat my Lord as my own son? It is incompatible. So let me take sannyas. That is one of the reasons that the acharyas indicate here. Because it is incompatible rasa. Okay.
Prabhuji, till last verse he was worshipping in his heart, and from this verse onwards he is worshipping as a son. I mean,
I didn't understand.
No, you have commented like he was worshipping the Lord within his heart, right?
Not the Lord within his heart, the Lord of his heart.
Okay.
The Lord of his heart, he was worshipping in Dasyaras. So now that he has appeared as his son, it's an incompatible rasa. Like that. Kardam Muni contemplated in his mind, I have been fixed in my Lord since birth as a servant. Now with the birth of a son, it will be hard to avoid having fatherly affection for the Lord. But the simultaneous mixture of Dasya and Vatsalya is not suitable. If you see the last part of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the northern section of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu speaks about the seven secondary rasas and two other topics. The compatible rasas and rasabhas, 9 waves. The last section is divided into. So, compatible rasas are, you know, which are like, for example, vatsalya is compatible with dasya, because vatsalya has dasya in it. But dasya is not compatible with vatsalya. Okay. So, like, what are compatible rasas, what are incompatible rasas, that is also discussed. So this is an incompatible rasa. So, you know, Kardamuni said, you know, please give me permission to leave. However, the independent Lord sinking me in the ocean of lamentation will quickly have me renounce. So he's thinking, anyway, the Lord is independent, and independent Lord had this desire that I had to renounce. First only he had mentioned. So you will spread fearlessness throughout this world as a sannyasi, like that Vishnu had indicated. So Kardamuni is thinking, why to make the Lord seem to be hard-hearted person? Why should I, if the Lord says, okay, go and take sannyas, then it would seem little hard-hearted, because after such a long time, the Supreme Lord has appeared in his house. So he says, let me take that. Let me take that step. Let me ask him to give me the permission to take sannyas like that. So then, yeah, after this verse I'm going to give break. Because after this Kapila Dev is going to speak. Next section. So I'll just stop here with this verse. We'll take a small break. Okay, so like that. So we'll stop there. Prabhupada writes a very interesting purport here. Actually, sannyas or renunciation of material household life necessitates complete absorption in Krishna consciousness and immersion in the self. One does not take sannyas, that is freedom from family responsibility in the renounced order of life, to make another family or to create an embarrassing transcendental fraud in the name of sannyas. The sannyasi's business is not to become proprietor of so many things and amass money from the innocent public. A sannyasi is proud that he is always thinking of Krishna within himself. Of course, there are two kinds of devotees of the Lord. One is called Goshtiyanandi, which means those who are preachers and have many followers for preaching the glories of the Lord, and who lives among those many, many followers just to organize missionary activities. Other devotees are Atmanandi or self-satisfied and do not take the risk of preaching work. They remain therefore alone with God. In this classification was Kardamuni. He wanted to be free from all anxieties and remain alone within his heart with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. Okay, so we'll stop there for a few minutes. Then we can continue further. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Sorry, I don't like to wake up devotees from their resting, but Gaurangdarshan Prabhu has given me my quota, so I have to complete. So, please excuse me. So, we will quickly complete this chapter and we have to start the next chapter also today. I told you in the beginning only, right? Actually, I told Gaurangdarshan Prabhu in 2 hours I will complete this chapter. It's already 3 hours and we have another about 10-12 verses remaining. So, it's going to be a little difficult. So, as I told you, it's these 3 days, 4 hours is the allotted time. Okay. Oh, he told that? Okay. 1 day vacation. Okay. Okay, so let's continue. So now, Kapila Dev is going to respond to Kardamuni's request to give him permission to take sannyas. So Kapila Dev is going to respond. So our Prabhuji requested that instead of chanting together the shloka, I will chant once and you can repeat once. He said it's not going to take much extra time, so we can try that. Okay, so I'll chant and then you can repeat. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Proktam Hi Lokasya Pramanam Satya Laukike Ata Jani Maya Tubhyam Yadavo Chamritam Mune. So here Kapila Dev is going to mention, he says, Maya Proktam, because you think about Kardam Muni's thought process. What he has just now asked Kapila Dev is a very embarrassing question. The Supreme Lord himself has appeared in his house, and the only benediction that he is asking Kapila Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is please give me permission to take sannyas. Let me leave you right now. That's what he is asking Kapila Dev. So Kapila Dev, realizing the situation of Kardam Muni, he is encouraging Kardam Muni. He is telling, my dear Kardama, Maya Proktam Lokasya Hi Pramanam. Whatever I have spoken is authoritative for the people. My words are the pramana. Satya Laukike, not just in spiritual subject matters, but for worldly affairs also, whatever I have spoken is pramana, which means it has to be followed. Ajani Mayatubhyam, for example, I told you that I will be born as your son, and because those words have to come true, you see, I have actually taken birth as your son. He is giving a proof. Atha yad avojam ritam muni. Thus, my words are always true. Therefore, your desire to take sannyas is not wrong. Please don't feel embarrassed by getting such a desire. You need not feel embarrassed for expressing such a desire to me, because I had already told, abhayam datum arhasi, that you should accepting, you know, that in the form of a householder, you will perfectly follow dharma, and then later you will spread fearlessness all over in the form of a sannyasi. Like that, the Lord Vishnu had already predicted. So therefore here, Kapila Dev is telling, Maya Proktam Hi Lokasya Pramanam Satya Laukike. Whatever I have spoken, either in terms of worldly affairs or in the spiritual subject matters, whatever I have spoken is pramana, which means it is authoritative. Therefore, your desire is not an inappropriate desire. Don't feel bad about it. That's what he is indicating here. Okay. So Srila Vishnadatta Thakur says, you want to act according to my wish, since I have said that it is necessary to worship me, giving up everything. And also I said, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami. This was also my words. These were my words in the Bhagavad Gita. I only told that sarvadharman parityajya. So in accordance to that, you want to give up this dharma of grihastha dharma also. So it is pramanam satya laukike. The worldly principle of taking a wife stated by Manu and others is authoritative statement concerning worldly affairs. The uncommon principle, however, is to attain me. Because Kardamuni himself said that, please let me take sannyas so that I can worship you. So therefore, worshipping Krishna is also an injunction of Krishna, which has to be followed. And Sarva Dharman Parityajya is also an injunction of Krishna which has to be followed. And because Kardam Muni by taking sannyas and worshipping Krishna is fulfilling those injunctions of Krishna, it is appropriate. That's what Kapila Dev is telling. This is also an authoritative statement for the people uttered by me concerning the highest principle, Bhagavad Dharma. He is quoting from the 11th canto. He says, Evai Bhagavata Prokta Upaya Hyatma Labdaye Anjaha Pumsam Avidusham Viddi Bhagavatan Hitan. Even ignorant living entities can very easily come to the Supreme Lord if they adopt those means prescribed by the Lord. The process recommended by the Lord is to be known as Bhagavad Dharma. So what is spoken by the Lord, recommended by the Lord, is Bhagavad Dharma. And in case of Kardam Muni, the Lord Vishnu himself personally recommended that he take sannyas and spread fearlessness to all other living entities. So therefore that is also Bhagavad Dharma only for him. Therefore you have considered things properly in giving up everything and departing. So don't feel bad. He gives an example of his own words being authoritative. How? Because he told that I will take birth as your son and spread your glories. See, I have proved it right. Now I have actually been born as your son and I will spread your glories. So therefore, Maya Proktam Hi Lokasya Pramanam Satya Laukike. Whatever I have spoken is Pramana and your desire is according to what I spoke. Therefore, that is also Pramana. You need not feel embarrassed that you are requesting me to give you the permission to take sannyas, especially after I have just appeared in your house. So therefore, don't think that it is inappropriate desire. It is the right desire. Because the Lord had mentioned, Kritva dayam cha jiveshu dattva cha abhayam atmavan mai atmanam saha jagad rakshasi atmani chapimam. In the 21st chapter, being pleased with Kardam Muni's austerities, when Lord Vishnu appeared, this is what he told. Controlling the senses, having shown mercy to the living beings as a householder, you will then give fearlessness to living beings as a sannyasi. Then you will see yourself and the universe within me, that is Mahavishnu, and you will see me as Shirodhaka Sai Vishnu within yourself. The Paramatma within everyone is Shirodhaka Sai Vishnu. And the form into which all the living entities merge, that is Karanodhaka Sai Vishnu. Okay? So, like that it was mentioned. So now, yes.
One confusion that Lord says that you will take sannyas and spread fearlessness in the people. But it is that fearlessness is spread by only preaching about the Lord because he is going to be bhajanandi sannyasi. So just or
see fearlessness. See, a bhajanandi does not necessarily mean. Yes, he may not physically preach, but his mere presence of a Mahabhagavad devotee can spread the message of Godhead by his activities. So therefore, this is my philosophical speculation about this subject matter. Haridas Thakur of course preached also, but a Mahabhagavad devotee, just by his mere presence, he affects other people's lives. Otherwise, if you see, you know, great personalities like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, there is not lot documented about their preaching activities, but then they definitely transformed many people. Okay, so let's continue. Etanme janma lokesmin mumukshunam durashayat prasankhyanaya tattvanam sammatayatma darshane. Please understand that I have appeared in this world to explain the principles suitable for realizing the self for those desiring liberation from subtle body. This is the purpose of my appearance. Okay, let's quickly go through. Okay, next. Esha Atma Pato Vyakto. You can repeat. I forgot. నష్టకాలేన భూయస తం ప్రవర్తయితుం దేహం ఇమం విద్ధిమయాభృతం. Understanding that this path, difficult to know, was lost in time, I have taken this form to introduce this knowledge again. So Prabhupada also mentions in the purport that, you see here, Kapiladev is mentioning that I am going to give to you a knowledge which I am telling for the first time. He says, no, this knowledge was given before only, but over a period of time this knowledge was lost, so I am repeating that same knowledge. Okay, so therefore he is also quoting pramana. He is quoting that, you know, whatever was already given before, I am just repeating, so therefore it is nothing new about it, like that. Gachchakamam maya prishto mayi sanyasta karmana jitva sudurjayam mrityum అమృతత్వాయ మాం భజ. యు హావ్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ మీ. సో కపిలదేవ్ ఆల్సో యూసెస్ గుడ్ చాయిస్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్. హి సేస్ యువర్ డిజైర్ ఇస్ వెరీ అప్రాప్రియేట్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ యునో బికాస్ బై యువర్ వర్డ్ ఓన్లీ విత్ సచ్ డిజైర్స్ మై వర్డ్స్ విల్ కమ్ ట్రూ అండ్ మై వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ ట్రూ. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ అన్ ఇన్అప్రాప్రియేట్ డిజైర్. డోంట్ ఫీల్ ఎంబరాస్డ్. So therefore, he doesn't say go. He says, gachcha kamam maya prishtah. Because you have requested me, you may depart. When you please, whenever you please, you may depart. So he says, very interesting. Because if I say, okay, go immediately, then Kardam Muni may think that he does not have even little desire to spend time with me, or why is he so hard-hearted, like that he may think. So he says, because you have asked, you may go. You only expressed your desire, so you may go whenever you desire, no problem. So he puts the ball in his court. It's your, you asked for me, you asked for permission, so you may go whenever you want. I'm not telling you should go right now. Jitva sudurjayam mrityum, having conquered unconquerable death, mayi sanyasta karmana, but after you leave, this should be your lifestyle. Jitva sudurjayam mrityum, having conquered unconquerable death by mayi sanyasta karmana, by offering your activities to me, amrutatvaya mambaja, you worship me for immortality. Like that, he indicates.
మామాత్మానం స్వయం జ్యోతి సర్వభూతగుహాశయం ఆత్మన్యేవాత్మనా వీక్ష్య విశోకో భయం రుచ్చసి.
ఓకే, సీయింగ్ మీ సర్వభూతగుహాశయం, seeing me dwelling in the hearts of all beings, you see, you remember the same thing that the Lord had predicted. You will see me present in every living entity, and you will see all living entities present in me. Okay, sarva bhuta guhashayam atmanam, as antaryami, atmani, in your heart, atmana, by your intelligence, seeing me present as the super soul within everyone's heart. Vishoko abhayam richasi, free from lamentation, you will achieve fearlessness. That's what is indicated here. Okay, then
matra adhyatmikim vidyam shamanim sarva karmanam vitarishyeya yachasau భయం చాతితరిష్యతి.
సో దెన్ హీ సేస్ దట్ డోంట్ వరీ, ఆఫ్టర్ యూ లీవ్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ మదర్. మాత్ర వితరిష్యే ఆధ్యాత్మికీం విద్యాం, ఐ విల్ గివ్ టు మై మదర్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్. What is the nature of that knowledge? Shamanim sarva karmanam, which will end all karmas. Yayacha asau bhayam atitarishyati. I understand that she has expressed great fear of not achieving liberation. Don't worry. By giving this adhyatmiki vidya, I will ensure that she overcomes, she attains fearlessness. Like that he indicates in this verse. Let's continue. Maitreya uvacha evam samuditastena kapilena prajapatihi dakshini krityatam prito vanam eva jagamaha. After Kapila had spoken to him in this way, Kardama, pleased, circumambulated him and left for the forest. Vratam sa astito maunam atmaika sharano munihi nissango vyacharat shonim anagnir aniketanah. Maunam vratam astitah, accepting the vow of silence. Atma eka sharanah, taking exclusive shelter of the Lord. Saha muni Nisango vyacharat shonim. He wandered alone on this planet earth. Anagnir aniketanah, without fire and without shelter. Okay. Naniragnir na chakriya, Krishna says. What is that verse? First verse of 6th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Anashrita karma phalam, karyam karma karotiyaha, sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriya. So real sannyas means not desiring the fruit of one's action. But actual sannyas, when one actually reaches the stage of sannyas, then na niragnir, which means he need not perform his prescribed duty of yagyas, which till he is a Vanaprastha, he has to continue to perform his yagyas, but once he reaches sannyas, he need not. Okay. Anagnir aniketanah, and he has no shelter also. Every day he parivrajaka. Every day he is moving from one place to another place. So here, Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, here the word anagnir aniketanah are very significant. A sannyasi should be completely detached from fire and residential quarters. A grahastha has a relationship with fire, either for offering sacrifices or for cooking. But a sannyasi is freed from these two responsibilities. He does not have to cook or offer fire for sacrifice because he is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he has already accomplished all ritualistic performances of religion. Okay. Mauna means silence. Unless one becomes silent, he cannot think completely about the pastimes and activities of the Lord. It is not that because one is a fool and cannot speak nicely, he therefore takes the vow of mauna. Rather, one becomes silent so that people will not disturb him. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that a rascal appears very intelligent as long as he does not speak. But speaking is the test. The so-called silence of a silent impersonalist Swami indicates that he has nothing to say. He simply wants to beg. But the silence adopted by Kardam Muni was not like that. He became silent for relief from nonsensical talk. One is called a Muni because he remains grave and does not talk nonsense. Maharaj Ambarish set a very good example. Whenever he spoke about the pastimes of the Lord. So we say, it is clearly mentioned mauna. Why does Prabhupada always translate mauna as, speak only Krishna consciousness? What is this? This is not an appropriate translation, we may think. But if you see in the 4th canto, 22nd chapter, teachings of four Kumaras to Prithu Maharaj, they were mentioning about the activities of a Jnana Yogi. Okay, for one who is performing Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Okay, so they say, Artendriyaram, what are the, this verse talks about the various limbs of their practice. Artendriyaram sagoshtya trishnaya tat sammatanam aparigrahena cha vivikta ruchya paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha panat. They say that attachment to the Lord takes place by atrishnaya. Atrishnaya means disgust. Disgust from what? Sagoshti. With material friendship, artha indriya arama, related to persons who accumulate wealth or enjoy the senses. One must feel disgust with material friendship related to persons who accumulate wealth. Tat sammatanam aparigrahena cha, and not accepting their goals. And vivikta ruchya, one should have a taste for solitary living. Paritosha atmani, with satisfaction in the self. But under what circumstances? Vina harer guna piyusha panat. As long as one cannot relish the nectar of the Lord's qualities, till that time one should develop a taste for solitary living with satisfaction in the self. But the moment one has developed that taste, then he should give up that solitary living and preach. This is what the four Kumaras are indicating, Prithu Maharaj. So what Prabhupada is mentioning, the Prabhupada's translation of Mauna is perfect. It's according to the scriptures only. Okay. Vivikta ruchya paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha panat. One should stay in a solitary place till one has developed a taste for singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But once one has developed that taste, then one should give up solitary living.
Guruji, it is said that in association of devotee only the taste can develop. Then how can in solitary place we can...
In solitary place, yes, one cannot get association of devotees, but devotees are so merciful that they will come even to such a solitary place and give their association. And when they give that association, it will lead to Mahat Seva. So Mahat Kripa comes first. If his desire to not live in a solitary place had given rise to his access to a devotee, then bhakti will not be the cause of bhakti. The cause of bhakti is Mahat Kripa. If you remember the first canto, Srila Vaishnava Thakur describes 14 stages of bhakti. First is Mahat Kripa. Then Mahat Kripa leads to Mahat Seva. Then Mahat Seva leads to Shraddha. Okay. So, that's how it comes. So, therefore, one may have a desire to stay in a solitary place, but even in such a solitary place, a Mahatma will come and shower his Kripa. By that person will develop a taste for Harikatha, Shraddha. Matkatasu. Jata Shraddho Matkatasu. So he will get that Shraddha. Then he will give up that Vivikta.
That means the solitary living is not for devotees, for the Jnanis or those, for them it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, here Kardava Muni is like a Ganashaja Jnani.
See, that's why Prabhupada's translation of Vivikta, Mauna, that's why he is giving this kind of a translation, because Kardava Muni is not a Jnani, he is a devotee only. Therefore, he is translating Mauna as not speaking nonsense. That's how Prabhupada is translating. If that is the meaning of Mauna, then there is no incongruity when we say that Kardava Muni is a devotee. because he was not speaking nonsense. And many times Prabhupada translates vivikta, solitary place, means avoiding place where materialists stay. So which means, so vivikta ruchya or desire for staying in a solitary place can also mean avoiding asatsanga. Staying with devotees, yeah.
Mano brahmani yunjano yattat sadasataparam gunavabhase viguna eka bhaktyanu bhavite.
He fixed his mind on the Brahman, which is beyond auspicious and inauspicious. Interestingly, guna avabhase, which has spiritual qualities. Brahman has qualities. So, that's what he is indicating here. But one may wonder, what is this? How come the Brahman is addressed as yattat sadasatat sad asatah param? Brahman is addressed as being beyond auspicious and inauspicious. This we know. Where does it come? Where is Brahman addressed as sad asata param? 2.9, where? Chatushloki, which chatushloki? Which one? Tell. What is the first chatushloki? Aham eva samevagre nanyadyat sadasat param. Okay. So, Brahman is addressed as sad asatah param. He fixed his mind on that Brahman, but which has spiritual qualities. What does it mean?
Peace.
Okay. See, actually, I want to bring your attention to this very interesting prayer offered by Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto. He indicates that this progression from Brahman realization to Bhagavan realization is not distinct. It's a whole spectrum of change from Brahman realization to Bhagavan realization. So this is Dhruva Maharaj offering his prayers. He says, Yasmin viruddha gatayo hyanisham patanti vidyadayo vividashaktaya anupurvyat tad brahma vishwa bhavamekam anantamadhyam anandamatram avikaram aham prapadye. It's okay, you just leave it. Everyone is concentrating there only. Okay. So, he says that aham prapadye, I surrender to that one infinite original Brahman, anandamatram, who is bliss alone. Okay. I want you to concentrate here. Okay. He says, yasmin anisham patanti anupurvyad vivida shaktaya, within which are always seen successively various energies. Okay. What did I say? Tell me. Within which refers to what? Brahman. Okay. So he says that this progression from Brahman to Paramatma to Bhagavan, these are not discrete phases. Qualities start appearing in that Brahman only. One starts seeing qualities in Brahman. Anupurvyat vivida shaktaya. Yasmin anisham patanti anupurvyat vivida shaktaya. Within which are always seen successively various energies. Which means, okay, when one progresses in bhakti, when one's amount of bhakti keeps on increasing, then slowly, slowly that Brahman which was realized as having no qualities, that Brahman starts manifesting qualities. The Brahman only starts manifesting qualities. So therefore, it is not inappropriate to say that gunava bhase, which has spiritual qualities, because it is that Brahman only which has spiritual qualities. That's what it is mentioned. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. The same person, the same tattva is realized in three phases. These are not three distinct phases. Okay? This is a gradual transition. Slowly, slowly, one starts. Slowly, slowly, one starts observing more qualities. Okay? Like, for example, when one initial stages, one sees the Brahman without any qualities. Then slowly, one starts accepting Brahman to possess material energies. That is accepting the Supreme Lord in his Purushavatara features. He has energies, but those are material energies. Okay? Those energies are used to create, maintain and destroy this material universe. Okay? And then when one progresses further, they start accepting various other incarnations of the Lord, eventually culminating in acceptance of Krishna, who is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Okay? So this transition happens gradually. Okay? Okay? So this transition happens gradually when one's bhakti or the amount of devotion increases. Okay, so they start seeing qualities in the Brahman only. It is not that Brahman is there, when one progresses, suddenly they start seeing Paramatma and suddenly they start seeing Bhagavan. It's not like that. It's a gradual transition. Okay, like that. So let's continue. Nirahankritir nirmamascha nirdvandvas samadrik svadrik pratyak prashanta dhir dhira prashantor mir ivo dadihi. He was devoid of false ego and possessiveness and did not see with duality. He regarded everything equally and perceived the state of bhakti within himself. That is the meaning of swadrik. His intelligence was peaceful and not functioning externally, which means externally in the sense for material sense gratification. He was sober like an ocean without waves. Okay. Vasudeve Bhagavati Sarvagye Pratyagatmani Parena Bhakti Bhavena Labdhatma Mukta Bandhanaha. Attaining spiritual mind and intelligence, he absorbed those elements in the Supreme Lord, omniscient Vasudev, the soul of the Jiva, by Prema Bhakti, and achieved liberation from all bondage. So one may wonder, how is it that Kardam Muni suddenly developed such qualities? Nirahankritir, suddenly he is devoid of false ego, possessiveness, he stopped seeing duality. And all these qualities, how did he acquire? Because it is mentioned, Parena Bhakti Bhavena. Vasudeve Bhagavati Parena Bhakti Bhavena. By developing Prema Bhakti towards the omniscient Vasudev, he developed all these qualities and eventually achieved liberation from all bondage. That is indicated here. Atmanam Sarva Bhuteshu Bhagavantam avastitam apashyat sarva bhutani bhagavatyapi chatmani. Kardama saw the antaryami situated within all beings and saw all living beings situated within Mahavishnu. This was also another prediction by the Supreme Lord himself. You will see all living entities within me and you will see me within all living entities. Okay. And again, Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur indicates here that this vision of Mahavishnu and Karanodaka Sai Vishnu indicates that the worshipable deity of Kardam Muni is Shirodaka Sai Vishnu or the Purushavataras. So, in that progression from Brahman worship to Krishna worship, that's where he was. So, he was a worshipper of the Purushavatara features of the Lord. And he contrasts this with Mother Yashoda also, when she saw within the mouth of Krishna, she saw Krishna, the whole universe within Krishna's mouth, and Krishna also within that universe. Okay? But that indicates her superior state, you know. She did not see Karanodaka Sai Vishnu and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, but she saw Krishna himself because of her elevated rasa. That's indicated. Okay. Icchadvesha vihinena sarvatra samachetasa bhagavad bhakti yuktena prapta bhagavati gatihi. Free from desire and hatred towards everything in the material world, with mind seeing everything as equal, by pure bhakti for the Lord, Kardama attained the position of an associate of the Lord in the spiritual world. So that's how Kardam Muni attained perfection by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we come to the end of this chapter.